Welcome to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast. My name's David. As always, thank you for another week of the best, the worst, and in-betweens of being a kinship carer, kinship kid, and again, everything in between. This is going to be part two of my look at the new rulings in regards to special guardianship orders. If you haven't listened to the last episode, you probably best had, because I am obviously halfway through the document. A lot of people said that what they did like about this was that I'm not basically going to read it word for word. If you do want something like that, obviously once you download it, you can sort of cut and paste it into a Word document and then use the read to me option. If you want it specifically read to you word for word. So there is an option for doing that. But I'm sort of reading it as it is, and obviously sometimes I'm reading it word for word, but also giving my sort of two cents as we're going along. But I say this is part two of that. Hopefully I won't be able to be going into a part three because I don't think I could read more of this. But it's quite a large document. It's quite a lengthy document that, I mean, as I've said previously, you know, when you get given a thing that's like 7-8 pages of just text, it can be quite daunting to sit there and read. So sometimes it's nice to be able to sort of either have it read to you, which is, you know, it's always good, or to have it blended down into, you know, shortened down to like one thing. So starting from this section here, so it's saying who is entitled to special guardianship support. Now, if an application is made for a special guardianship order for a child who's looked after by Liverpool City Council, then the child, the birth parents, and the prospective special guardians are entitled to an assessment on request of their support needs, and a support plan is drawn up and agreed, which is presented to the court at the time of the making of the order. Now, if Liverpool City Council agrees to provide support, it is responsible for providing those services and reviewing them in line with need. If you live outside of Liverpool City Council boundaries after 3 years from the date the order was made in court, you will need to ask your resident local authority for any support you may require. However, Liverpool City Council will still be responsible for any regular financial support. As specified in the support plan, agreed before the making of the special guardianship order, for as long as the family qualifies for that support. So whether you move, you're living in Liverpool, you move to Bristol, you move to London, you're still going to be paid by Liverpool, but any of the help that you've currently been getting, you'll have to obviously apply through your local council. And if a child is not previously looked after by the council, then the special guardian is not automatically entitled to an assessment for support, although the local authority will always consider assessing needs. Children who are not looked after should be should not be unfairly disadvantaged by special guardianships, particularly if they might have become looked after if relatives have not stepped in to care for them. Once we've assessed the needs of the special guardian, a child or birth relative, we will prepare the written plan, known as the support plan. If you disagree with the support that is offered to you, you can make representations to Liverpool City Council, after which they'll make a final decision. Now, the part about if you didn't take them, it would they would be a looked after child if they're not already, is a really interesting loophole. And I've mentioned this before about how a lot of looked after child, to become a looked after child, you have to be in some form of care or of the authority within, I think it's 25 hours, at least one full day. But the way, the loophole that's been opened up, which is really good, is the line of, if we didn't step in, would they become a looked after child? If the answer to that is yes, then you can request all of these things. And technically, the child will become a looked after child. So if you ever get any of these questions and people go, oh, you know, it's not technically a looked after child, the question is, would this child have become a looked after child if I hadn't taken them on as a kinship kid? If the answer is yes to that, then just crack on as it is. Now, financial support available for special guardians in Liverpool is a policy that all financial assessments will be annually reviewed, means tested. Any professional fee skills payments will stop after 2 years unless the needs of the child deem otherwise. When a package of support is required outside the policy, the Assistant Director of Children's Services will make a decision. Where carers are already in receipt of fostering or other allowances, these will continue for 2 years following the creation of the special guardianship order. Thereafter, an assessment will be undertaken to see if there is still a need for financial support. Special guardians can claim child benefit and may be eligible for other benefits. Liverpool City Council will not duplicate these. And once you are in receipt of special guardianship allowance, there are terms and conditions that you must adhere to. Now, these are that you must contact the council if the child ceases to live with you. This would not include short-term periods such as time spent in hospital, holidays, or any school trips. You must contact the council if your entitlement to income support ends or if there's any significant changes in your financial circumstances, and you also must contact the council if you change address. Please note, as I said before, obviously, even if you do move out of the Liverpool City Council area, they will still be the ones providing the financial support as long as the child's living with you. You must contact the council if there's any significant changes to your household circumstances. This may be other children or any other children who come to live with you. You must supply the council with an annual statement as to your financial circumstances, the financial needs and resources of the child, confirmation of your address, and confirmation that the child remains living with you. And you must contact the special guardianship support team immediately of any underpayment or overpayment. Now, if an overpayment occurs, you will need to make arrangements in repaying this amount. In some instances, the council will write to advise special guardians that they have been overpaid and arrangements have been made for you to repay the amount. All of the payments must be repaid and the local authority will actively pursue this recovery. The Special Guardianship Support Regulations 2005 also state the following. So, cessation of financial support. Financial support ceases to be payable to a special guardian or prospective special guardians if the child ceases to have a home with them. The child ceases full-time education or training and commences employment. The child qualifies for income support and job seekers allowance in their own right. Or that the child attains the age of 18 unless they continue in full-time education or training, when it may continue until the end of the course of training that they're undertaking. Now, there's two very important points that are a part of that. One is in regards to underpayments and overpayments. Yes, if you are overpaid, this happens in all walks of life, whether you're working, whatever it be. If you're overpaid, they will actively seek you out and say, hey, you know, we paid you £100, it was actually meant to be £50, or it was meant to be £200, it was meant to be £10, whatever it would be, but they will actively seek you out. Unfortunately, it's very rare that when they underpay you that they'll actually notice. It is something that you do need to be aware of. So if you do find you're looking, because every month you should, if it's a special guardian, you'll get almost like a pay slip every two weeks or every month, whatever it would be. If you find that the money that you're getting doesn't look right, it's always best, there'll usually be a number on the bottom to speak to the accounts or the financial services to speak to them. The other thing is, as I said in the last episode about when the child turns 18, technically, once they turn 18, if they're not in full-time education, then they are almost like they are released from special guardianship order and you no longer get any payments. However, it's very important to note that if they go into college, if they go into university, as long as they are studying, and it has to be full-time, it can't be a part-time course, it has to be full-time, you will still be eligible for those payments. Now, I've spoken to a lot of kinship carers where the kid's gone off to do college, they've gone to university, and all the money is stopped. But obviously, that child still needs help with finances and things like that, and travelling, and just general food and everything else. Doesn't matter if they're living with you or working, or you're going to halls or whatever it would be. You are still entitled to that. So if once they turn 18, if you get the letter that says, hey, they turned 18, usually what will be in that letter, and it'll be buried in the small print, is if they're still in full-time education, please contact us and we will continue. Sometimes people will not even see that. Sometimes people will just not even be aware of it. But it is something that's very important to notice. Now, the support from the Special Guardianship Support Team is that all special guardians can request an assessment of the needs of their family. Advice on a range of issues, including the child's contact with the child's birth family, can be requested from the Special Guardianship Support Team. Advice for special guardians and signposting to other organisations who provide support, special guardians can be requested. And these include, obviously, ourselves, Kinship Carers Liverpool, and it does give us more information regarding ourselves. Yes, if you find one of the things that is very noticeable in regard to special guardians is a lot of people say as soon as that paper is signed, the social workers, the council, the authority, they just disappear, and you'll get that annual assessment of needs or whatever it would be. But generally, you're left alone, which is great. A lot of people like that. But if you find that you're having problems with contact, you're having problems with your relationship's broken down, and you need to find out what you're going to do, and you need more help, you need any kind of help, whatever it would be, these special guardianship services can help. There is a like an after curse sort of place. I would say that they are very good in regards to the contact side of things. If you find at any point that the contact is just not working, you know, generally a lot of people would just say, well, I'm just going to stop it. Unfortunately, if it is legally binded within the Special Guardian that the parent will get once a month, once a week, or whatever it would be, you are basically legally bound by that. However, if you speak to the Special Guardianship team, they will obviously look at what it is, because there will be generally a sign that says, if this does not benefit the child, or if the child has said, look, I don't want to go. You know, I don't want to go. It's not a safe environment. I don't enjoy it. You know, my mum's doing this while I'm there, or mum's not even, you know, I don't enjoy myself. I'm not enjoying it. I'm coming back. You can go to them and they can obviously help with that. Now, to gain support from the team is basically to any family member, anyone professionally working with the team, with the family, can make a request for support. And that's, again, contacting that care line number, the 0151 233 3700 number. The other thing that's available is the Adoption Support Fund. Now, again, this is one of those ones, I've mentioned it before, it's such a stupid name. It should be called something like Care Support Fund or something. Because as soon as you see the word adoption, you immediately wipe it away, because you haven't adopted the child. Why would it be involved? But children who were previously looked after immediately prior to the Special Guardianship Order being granted are eligible for the Support Fund application. The ASF is available for children and young people up to and including the age of 21 or 25 with an education health care plan. And again, that's one of those things, the EHCP I've mentioned before. If you've got that, this really does help with things like that. Now, they have to be living or placed with a family in England while waiting for adoption. Were adopted from local authority care in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and then they live in England. Were adopted from abroad and then live in England with a recognised adoption status. Were in care before an SGO was made. Left care under special guardianship order that was subsequently changed to an adoptive order, or vice versa. And are under a residency order or child arrangement order and were previously looked after. Were previously looked after, but where the adoption, special guardianship, residency or child arrangement place has broken down, irrespective of any reconciliation plan. Until the end of March 2025, the ASF will be two fair access limits, which is £2,500 per child for specialist assessments, £5,000 per child per year for therapy. So obviously, best to discuss that with them when you're applying and seeing what it is that you can get, and obviously what it is that you need. That's the main thing with that, is, you know, it's all about what is it that you need from that support. Now, one question that's always asked is, can a special guardianship order be changed or ended? Now, the following people can apply to change or remove the special guardianship order, but they would have to obtain the permission of the court and would have to show significant change in the circumstances. This can be the child's parents or guardians, any step-parent who has parental responsibility, and anyone who has parental responsibility immediately before the special guardianship order has been made. The child can apply for the court for leave to apply for change or to remove the special guardianship order, but the court would need to be satisfied that the child has sufficient understanding of the situation, proceed with an application. Now, this is very important, because a lot of people would say, once you've got a special guardianship order, wow, everything's perfect. You know, let's just get to 18 and everything's great. That's not the case, because, you know, people change, as we've said, you know, with in regard to people getting married, relationships. You know, people can change where, you know, as a couple you could easily look after a child, but as one person or one, you know, you may not be able to, and obviously these circumstances can have a massive effect. The one that is interesting is the fact that the child's parents can also, because at the end of the day, the child, you know, the parents, you know, as much as we, you know, they're the reason why kinship pairs become in place. A lot of times, you know, they do change. You know, they go through rehab, they go through whatever it is they need to do, and they feel, I'm in the best place I am now. I've got a job, I've done all these things. I now want to contest that special guardianship order. Again, there needs to be assessments. It's not an easy process, not a quick process. And obviously, it is on, the onus is on the parent, the birth parent, to do that. So if you ever get anyone saying that they'll do that, you tell them to, you know, if they think that they're going to be doing that. But as I say, it needs to be significant changes for these things to happen. In regard to legal advice, you can, if you need legal advice, you contact a solicitor specialising in childcare law. Liverpool City Council has an approved list of child solicitors, and there is a copy that you can request. Or you can ask your local Citizen Advice Bureau for recommendations. The last part of this document is just about, obviously, some information about applying for passport, mainly to do with, you know, filling in the detail form about, you know, why you can't ask the parents, because obviously there should be a specific passport application for kinship care, but there isn't, and it just gives you a little bit of advice regarding that. And the other thing, obviously, is regarding People Premium Plus, for previously looked after children. This is an entitlement, £2,345 per child in care or care leaver, that attends the school from reception to year 11 through PPP, People Premium Plus. The purpose of the money is to provide educational development support to all eligible children. I've obviously been through this quite a few times. To be eligible, you just need to be a looked after child according to the Children's Act 1989, or have left care through adoption, special guardianship order or child arrangement order. You have to be in either up to reception up to year 11. And be within England and Wales. So, unfortunately, again, it's one of those, not Scotland or Northern Ireland. And it's up the age of 11, so obviously up until the end of GCSE. So it is important to get that, because, as I say, even if all it is you getting a new iPad so that they've got more spatial awareness, you know, able to do their work properly or anything like that, anything that will help them. Yeah, I've said, I've been through this before. They do like to pool the money together so they can get something that will benefit multiple children. If you think that something specifically would benefit your child, it's always something that you can do and request there. So that's all in regards to this document. As I say, I will attach a link to it on this post and the previous one. But if you have any other questions regarding it, please do let me know. And obviously, I can go through all that again. It's always good when there's more sort of more written down things about what special guardianships are, because, as I say, a lot of people don't really know, and it's always good to use this as a template to see would this actually benefit you. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and at least it gives a full framework of what a special guardianship order actually is. So as always, if you're going to get in touch with us, easiest way is through our social media, through Facebook, through X, through the previously it was Twitter, Instagram, through our main website. Lots of ways of getting in touch with us. So thank you very much for listening. My name's David, and you listen to the Kinship Care Liverpool podcast.